You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Social media selling health and wellness products. I gave you two suggestions. One, think about who are you trying to sell to, and who are, and what do they struggle with? What do they want? And I would think much more about, so take whatever the benefit of your product is, and break down education around things that education that would help with that problem. So example, so let's say that you have CBD and your CBD really helps people that struggle with sleeping. So if you take, instead of market the thing you have for sale, if you take what the thing you have for sale solves and you build education around that problem that it solves, you could do a Facebook Live on four strategies for better sleep. Now, who's going to watch that? Someone who just sleeps like a baby and has no problems, or someone who actually struggles with sleep? Someone who struggles with sleep, right? That makes sense, doesn't it? And so if you think about, okay, what problem does my product solve? And for you to be a good marketer in almost every situation, I mean, yes, there are knickknacks and hobnobs and things that you can just market and people purchase, right? But in most marketing scenarios, you need to think about the two-step process. One, you're doing something to attract people to you, right? That you know are looking to solve the problem that your product can help solve. And so you do that so that you can have a conversation with them. So if I had CBD and it helped people sleep better, then I could do lives all day long about sleeping suggestions, like what foods to avoid, what are positions, you know, that you can, what are ways you can position your pillows to sleep better? What are some, practices to help you with your sleep or help you with meditation or whatever else? And only people that struggle with sleeping are going to tune into that. Doesn't that make sense? And then when they tune into it, I'm going to have a call to action that is not a pitch for buying my product, but for a very compelling and persuasive thing that's really going to help them. Okay. And so here are my, 14 guaranteed steps that will improve your sleep. Reach out to me for this free guide. And so getting them to do that sort of thing. And so same with, let's say your CBD helped with back pain. Let's say that your keto helped with mental clarity. Let's say that your shake helped with weight loss, or your exercise program helped with getting rid of muffin top, whatever, right? So take that thing that your product helps with, dive into that problem and locate resources and education and strategies and tactics and suggestions on helping with that problem. You'll attract people with that problem. Then you'll have a conversation, be able to connect with them.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.